And speaking of Elms, Jacksonville High School is teaming up with the local Rotary Club to increase the elm tree population in the city. Rotarian Paul Kluge oversees the Interact Club, made up of students looking to participate in service projects to better the community. According to Kluge, Jacksonville was known as Elm City in the 1950s. Kluge says the Interact Club is hard at work trying to bring that nickname back.
We're going to go out to the high school, and we're putting a large tree trunk on the wall, and kids can buy leaves to put on the tree. Their money will go towards purchasing a tree and having it planted down on State Street, Main Street there, and throughout the area in Jacksonville. Around Valentine's, they sold flowers at the high school and raised money. We have a GoFundMe account that's now up and running on Facebook where you can get on and donate money.
Kluge says the Interact Club's Elm fundraiser mission is another example of the group's dedication to public service.
We have a good group of kids, and if you come there, you got to get involved. You need to step forward and become a leader, because that's what we're looking for. We're building them for a future to go to college, to become Rotaract leaders in their college areas, and then on to Rotary.
And Kluge hopes the Interact Club can raise $1,500 to purchase 5 elm trees. The project will run throughout the summer and into next year. New career opportunities are being offered at McDonald's restaurants in central Illinois today. Various opportunities such as crew, shift managers, assistant managers, restaurant managers, and supervisors will be explained at Cyber Hiring Day today. According to a press release, McDonald's offers training for employees at every position and encourages individuals to advance their careers. Local McDonald's owner and operator Joe Kasperchak says they are offering many appealing benefits such as flexible schedules, advancement opportunities, and even education assistance. Interested applicants are encouraged to text APPLY to 36453 or apply online at mylocalmcds.com. Jacksonville police reported one theft last night. A resident in the 800 block of Illinois reportedly told police at around 10:15 p.m. that someone took a cell phone that was thrown on the lawn outside of an apartment without permission. One sentence was handed down yesterday afternoon in Morgan County Court. 42-year-old Jacqueline Martin of Franklin was fined $2,265 for DUI. Governor Bruce Rauner says he's optimistic about what he's calling a grand compromise on the state budget, but he says a graduated income tax can't be a part of it. David Stewart reports.
Governor Rauner says he's getting reports of progress from bipartisan negotiations on a budget that involves some spending cuts, some revenue increases, and some government reforms. He says, though, the proponents of a graduated income tax are misleading people when they say it would mostly affect the wealthy and that many taxpayers would see a cut.
That's baloney. That is false advertising. You can look around the nation and look and see what's happened. You can't raise enough money from high-income folks to cover the deficit in what we need.
A graduated income tax would be a long-term project requiring a change in the state constitution. David Stewart, Chicago.
Illinois State Treasurer is announcing a rebate opportunity for more than 5,000 Illinoisans through Radio Shack. Michael Frerich says the reimbursement is due to Radio Shack not letting people know about $140,000 worth of unclaimed rebates between 2002 and 2008. You can find out if you are entitled to a rebate by visiting the Treasurer's iCash website.
Elm City Center shreds paper, and we charge 17 cents per pound to shred it. But do you know what we do for free? We recycle newspapers. How can we do it for free, you ask? We don't take time to shred them. We shred documents to keep them secure, but since there is not much in a newspaper that we need to keep confidential, we don't need to shred them. So we skip that step and just recycle them for free. Just drop off and go, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Here are some news notes this morning. The Springfield Drive-In Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce event is happening this morning. Carpool from the Chamber parking lot is leaving at 8 a.m. There is preschool screening happening today at the Winchester School District, and that will continue tomorrow as well. On the Passavant Area Hospital calendar, you are invited to join Doug Ron, President and CEO of the hospital, as he highlights the positive changes since the Memorial Health System affiliation and previews new services and programs coming this year. That's happening at 5 o'clock this evening. To register, call 479-5800. Also, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren event tonight at 6 o'clock. And other news notes this morning, the Jacksonville Airport Authority will meet at 5:30 this evening for its regularly rescheduled monthly meeting at the Jacksonville Airport. And Jacksonville High School Athletic Department is announcing senior night for the girls' soccer team. That's happening at the JHS soccer field at 4:45. There are six seniors being honored.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.